Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The question is, where will LeBron James land? Yes. And so we ask you, join us on Twitter at 92.9 The Game. Where do you think, or where would you like to see LeBron James land? Now, of course, you got the usual suspects. You got Houston. Yep. You got Boston. You got Philly.
Boston?
Well, it's as far as the teams in the East, the powers. It's got to go to a power.
Kyrie's up. He's not going to go back to a team.
No, I don't think he is either, but that's been mentioned. There's no way he's going to Boston. Yeah. But, okay, so we say Houston. We say Philly.
Okay.
And who am I leaving out? Lakers.
The Lakers.
I say the Clippers,
a lot of people
actually.
Think Lakers.
I think the Clippers.
I've heard people say Lakers and packing up Paul George with him and going out there.
That dude.
I know. I'm just what you hear people saying.
I know.
You know? But what do you say? And a matter of fact, if you want to chime in on it, you can give us a call at 404-741-0929. Text us on the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line at 404-741-0929 on this Saturday morning.
So as we put that out there, and we're talking about the show, talking about LeBron on the show and so on and so forth, news came last night, and I want to go to Bo for this. Apparently, is it on Yahoo or Twitter? Where did you get this information?
Thank you, Yahoo Sports, for compiling these tweets, but they all were tweeted out by actual NBA players, and it appears that the recruitment process has already started.
Oh my goodness.
Joel Embiid, before the game was even over, tweeted at LeBron directly, "Trust the process!" Exclamation points. Find a new slant at King James. Then Enes Kanter for the New York Knicks sends out a tweet of LeBron soaring through the air to dunk the basketball in a Knicks uniform, a Photoshop, obviously. Let the fun begin. Cut leave land.
Ooh. We're leaving out the Knicks.
DeJounte Murray.
The world, he landed in New York.
Joins in the fun with a LeBron tweet of nothing more than LeBron in a Spurs uniform.
Ooh.
Another Photoshop, obviously, but
we got about that.
The recruitment effort is going to be strong headed into July 1st. I'm wondering if he's already going to have his mind made up or the ink signed by the time this happens.
And where does this go with this recruiting process go? Because we've all heard the story now about Kevin Durant and his recruiting process with Weekend in the Hamptons or whatever, you know, so everybody went there to woo him to come to Golden State. Where does LeBron go and hang out and people go?
He goes home. What? And he waits for them to come to him.
Oh man!
He goes home.
You get more out of this.
Who are we talking about? This is the king. He's at the top of the mountaintop. He's not going to have to. Remember the days when agents had to have private jets to fly the clients all around and be seen and go on tours. Days are over with.
No more Arliss Michaels.
No more Arliss. No more. What was his name? What was that dude's name? I love this. He's also the coach in Bull Durham too.
Yeah. Oh.
It'll come to me.
Wohl.
Yeah, Robert Wohl.
Robert Wohl. Yeah.
But those days are over with. Okay, so let's address the two teams that Bo mentioned.
Okay.
A, forget about the Knicks.
Forget about the Knicks?
He's not going and paying that much in taxes for the money he makes in New York City. Moreover, he's leaving an owner that he does not like that well. And James Dolan, he doesn't attract many free agents. In fact, people try to get out of New York. That team is not a landing spot for a top free agent right now, I believe. Just too many reasons why not to go to New York.
He mentioned someone that we're not here mentioned, like, and that is San Antonio. And why wouldn't San Antonio be a place for him?
Listen, if he knows that Kawhi Leonard is going to be there, then yes. If we don't still know what's going on with Kawhi Leonard, and by the way, that's the guy. Forget about Paul George. If LeBron's talking to anybody, he's waiting to find out where Kawhi's going to land. Because then you got a team. San Antonio 5 years ago, I would have made that a stop, but not those. You got guys walking out the door. We don't know what's up with the nucleus of that team.
And we're not quite sure about the coach.
And that's right. So 404-741-0929, let us know what you guys think about this this question. It's out there. We got Joe is in Snellville. Joe, welcome to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning.
Morning, guys. I tell you what. Hey, you know what? I just thought about something. I was saying San Antonio too, but I forgot how unhappy Kawhi is with Pop. But people tend to forget Kawhi Leonard is from L.A. So if you can get LeBron and Kawhi going to L.A., which LeBron just got that brand new house there, that mini mansion there, the only thing about L.A. is the fact that he has a young coach in Luke Walton. And I know how LeBron respects Popovich basketball mind. People keep thinking about it's about the physical attributes. All the kids got the physical attributes, with the exception of LeBron, who's on another level. It's the basketball mind, the IQ level.
I got a question. I got a question. Joe, I got a question for you, Sam, and anybody else who wants to throw the Lakers out there and forget about that team cross town. Who has a more proven record as far as putting together champions? Magic Johnson, and I can't remember the name, the GM they got there right now.
Doesn't even matter.
Okay, or across town where you got Jerry West, who at every stop has built, and by the way.
Oh, Jerry put, West by far.
Thank you. So why not take Kawhi Leonard, instead of putting in that big basket and having to play under those banners in L.A. as far as the Lakers, and do something with the Clippers?
Well, the banners are still there. They play in the same building.
I understand that, but I'm saying why go there with all pressure? The Lakers.
Go ahead, Joe. Go ahead, Joe.
Doc Rivers is the coach.
Yeah.
That's right. Doc Rivers is the coach. So, as long as he gets a coach out of it as well.
There you go.
Then I think he's good to go. So, yeah, that's a good point. I forgot Jerry West is with the Clippers now, huh?
Thank you. Hey, yeah, that's my point when it comes to L.A. Joe, appreciate your call. Think about it, Sam. Why would you go there? And they have no proven record in L.A. Magic, we all love him. He's charming. Yep. He's this, he's that. But as an executive, give me some reason
as to
why.
This could be the mood that brings it all together.
Not necessarily.
He's got some young talent. He's got some young talent there, obviously. He's got some young pieces to build with out there who showed some signs of progressing.
We're not talking about showing signs and what's
saying,
coming up. We're talking about a
team. He's going to do that. He's going to bring, and like he brings Paul George with him, or if Kawhi is going to bring another
George.
Guy with him.
What did Paul George do? He disappeared in Houston last year.
Saying that,
Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City. This is a different place. It won't be Oklahoma City. He's not out there with Westbrook. He's going to be in L.A.
God bless you. You take Paul George and whatever else comes with that, but I don't think LeBron James is hooking his wagon to Paul George. I think
he's
hooking.
Well, not to Paul George, but just the overall situation, with the Lakers. I mean, to me, we saw this year. Some of the guys who were with the Lakers ended up being up in Cleveland, with him. We talk about Larry Nance Jr., but the idea of what he was able to do with what he took, and he only had a half season with some of these guys. He only had a half season with a lot of them up in Cleveland and still got them to the finals. And I think when we look back on this season, yeah, they got swept in the finals, but the fact that this team got to the finals tells you what kind of level he's at. And if he has a veteran presence, another alpha, if you will, alpha dog, if you will, to run with him, what he still can do. And I think that's what you look at. If you get that other player, that Kawhi, to go in with
the Lakers,
I'm just saying, if that was where they went, or if they go to the Clippers,
there's a difference. People think this is the bright shiny Lakers of Kobe and Shaq or Magic. How far you want to go back? Those days are gone.
Oh, no, that's gone.
Okay,
He's not the Celtics from Larry Bird, but I mean this is a good, great Celtics.
What I'm
team.
Trying to tell you is this: for me, The Lakers are not the draw. I again ask you, why do you feel confident in a coach that has not been proven? You got a GM and president of operations being Rob Pelinka and Magic Johnson, who might be great people, and they may put some pieces together that may make that team respectable in a way that it hasn't been since Kobe left. But you want to make a splash. You want to do something with an established coach. You got Doc there. Say what you will about his coaching, but he got a ring from coaching. And then you have the logo up in the front office, who at every stop has built that team that he's on up to a championship level. I'm hanging my hat on whatever. If he's going to California, I'm not saying that's where he's going to go. But for me, to answer our poll question, I'd like to see him with the Clippers if it's him and Kawhi Leonard. Whoa. And I think that's who he's been talking to.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.